This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome to the show. If you've just joined us, it's Meera Sivasuthi. In the studio with me, I have the Cuz from Terry and the Cuz, who are curators of something happening at the festival Belia Putrajaya 2014. And also in the studio with me, performance director Roisin Fatima. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Not bad. How are you, Meera?
I am very well. Thank you very much. Can somebody please shed some light on what Festival Belia Putrajaya really is? I understand it's being held every year, and somehow this year is a little different. Can someone please tell me what's going on?
So Festival Belia Putrajaya is in Putrajaya, hence why it's called Festival Belia Putrajaya.
Yes.
It's a yearly event organized by the Kementerian Belia dan Sukan, mm-hmm. or the Ministry of Youth and Sport,
yep.
KBS for short, which is also based in Putrajaya. And essentially, it is a festival that encourages the youth to converge on Putrajaya, and it's a weekend festival where people can come and check out job fairs and see different aspects and kind of see shows and events and kind of be youthful and fun. It's sort of encouraging positive behavior.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Is that even possible among the youth? But anyway, but what was the genesis? What was the genesis behind the festival? I mean, what was the objective when they first started it? Was it meant to expose the youth to the arts, or was it to I understand there's a hodgepodge of things going on over the weekend.
So as far as I know, that is more of a question best suited for the Ministry of Youth and Sport. But I guess if you ask me, the festival itself is there so that the youth of Malaysia can come together, mingle, meet. It's like a big summer camp, but over 3 days with a lot of events. And through these events, they can find out, figure out careers, pathways, success stories. You know, there's a whole range of things catered at expanding the youth's minds and, bodies.
There's really a lot. There's education, skills improvement, drag races.
Yes, because that's very important for the youth today as well.
Wow, yes. Building, healthy minds.
Yes.
Zombie runs, performances. Yeah. So, Roisin, you're actually the performance director for something called Project Baskola?
Yes.
What is it?
So basically, it's a site-specific interactive performance piece which happens on a bus, a school bus. Mm-hmm. And so the audience will be treated like they're on their way to school as students, and we will interact with the audience while the performance is going on. So there are different stops, and everything is planned so that something different happens on each stop.
Okay, I'm trying to get my head around this. As curators, Terry and the Cuz were curators, why did you decide to go with a moving school bus? It moves, right?
Literally. Yes.
Throughout Putrajaya?
Yes, throughout the festival
Around the
site.
Festival site.
Okay.
So basically, to answer your question, Meera, I mean, the process of coming up with the school bus project or the bus scholar project is we were asked to create something different for the festival, something that would engage people as a performance piece. And we thought, because it's the youth and the youth in Malaysia, and, people are sort of at this point of their lives where, it's sort of the pivotal moment of, do I go this path or that path, or what have I done before? Ages between 20 to 25 are the sort of the biggest age groups that are going to be there. And so we decided on the school bus project because we wanted to, get the youths to kind of look back or, kind of go back down memory lane. To kind of think, what were your ambitions when you were in school? Like, for example, did you always dream of becoming a radio presenter, Meera, when
never.
You were in school?
Never.
And somehow you are here today, mm-hmm. talking to me. And
and I never took the school bus.
Yes. So hence that was the problem.
Yes.
I think. No, so but the idea is that, we all obviously had ambitions and dreams when we were in school. And now some of us have achieved those ambitions. Some of us are in a sort of crossroad. Some of us have done something completely different. And so the idea of the school bus project was that, to create a performance where the youth can enjoy, look back at what they used to want to be when they grow up, and then see these young kids who are playing kids in the bus talk about ambition, so that you kind of remind yourself of what you want to be, where are you now, and what what can you do to, you know, further achieve this goal after the youth fair. So it's kind of an educational stroke interactive performance that is meant in its essence to inspire.
How did you come up with the performances, Roisin?
It was a process between, there's Ashraf Zain who wrote the script with Terry and the Cuz, and also, so we went back and forth and then we just changed it and tweaked it a little bit over the last few
months. So
So is it just one bus? Or
no, there'll be two buses because the ministry liked the idea so much they wanted more people to enjoy it. So what we've done is we've hired two 44-seater school buses.
That's big.
Yeah, it's massive.
Okay, yeah. And you have performances in the bus.
You have
removed the seats, or does it happen around the seats?
A few of the seats have been removed.
Basically what's going to happen is we're converting the bus into a performance space. It's very similar to a show that we once did in a cafe called The Bee Project, where we use the environment of the bus to basically, so all it is a bunch of kids on the way to school, and the audience basically are treated like kids on the way to school.
Right,
And when you travel on the way to school, you find out about these three kids, Aziz, Sham, and Daniel, and then this cute little girl called Lily, and then there's the bus conductor who wrangles them all in. And through these stories of Aziz, Daniel, Sham, and Lily, you realize you can see yourself as a kid in one of those kids, and so on. And then we listen to their story, and their story is told in a very interactive way through light, through sound, which has been built into this bus without people realizing it being there at the start, and then eventually it starts to come about. And the bus does a trip and it sort of ends back at our hub, and then people can go on the next bus. So it's a thing that happens throughout the festival over the 3 days, every hour.
Every hour.
Every hour there's a bus that goes.
We have two teams.
I was going to ask. And what time does it start and what time does it end?
The bus, the first bus leaves at 10 a.m. in the morning, and the last bus leaves at 9 o'clock at night.
And all of this is happening at Precinct 4, Pasiaran Perdana in Putrajaya.
Yes.
How is it looking at the moment? I mean, it kicks off on the 23rd of May. I mean, you guys have been there. Is it bustling with activity? I mean, what's the general feel like?
To be honest, we haven't been there because our project's on a bus, and because it's on a bus, the bus comes to where we are, which is in Subang. So we are working.
There's a bus stop, obviously, somewhere in Putrajaya.
Yeah. So as far as we know, the site crew have been there from the 5th. We've been there once or twice to kind of do a recce and make sure we know where our stops are going to be and what the route is. We've calculated that in times and done a couple of timing runs.
So there will be stops during performance as well.
Yes.
Who's actually acting? Who are part of the cast members?
We have Shamin Othman, who is the bus conductor for one of the buses. I'll be...
Could have been the conductor. That was one of my dream jobs.
How good is your Malay?
Very good, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm. Actually, I don't need to speak. All I need is that the tickets and the little puncher thing.
You
can you remember back in the day?
You obviously haven't been on a school bus, Mira.
I made that declaration.
There's no puncher.
See,
there's no ticket. Okay,
you can create one.
Of course.
I did say I've never been on a school
bus. Why haven't you been on a school bus? Were you walking distance from your school, or were you dropped and picked up?
I was dropped off and picked up.
Wow, you must have been a very precious kid.
Very.
Because in the 70s, was this in the 70s or the 80s? Sorry, I was trying to, figure out. Because parents back then were a lot more, now parents are a bit more careful.
See, now I know why they have Festival Belia, the need to educate.
Oh, right.
And, the children of today. Yeah. Roisin, are you excited about the whole project?
I'm very excited. I'm very focused on site-specific. Like, my introduction to theatre was as an audience member for an interactive piece, and I think that the whole idea of immersing people in a play and making it so realistic that they don't know what's going to happen next, and they don't feel that distance as an audience, I love that idea. And so I'm very excited about it, and I'm a bit nervous because you never know who's going to be on the bus.
That is true.
But it's very exciting.
Right. What are you hoping your audience will take away from that experience?
That they'll send their kids to school on a school bus.
That is hardly the objective.
No, the objective actually, the objective is hopefully the audience actually comes out of that being inspired to kind of relook at where they're at and kind of reinvigorate their careers, if that's sort of what they take away from it. But the most important thing is, I don't know, but when I went to school, the most important thing about school was the social aspect of when you mingle with other kids and the school bus is that place between school and home where people mingled and talked. And that's sort of how Malaysia was built, the backbone of the country.
Yeah, and that's what I missed on. Yes. Missed out on big time. I was very angry that I wasn't allowed to go.
I didn't take the school bus. Yeah, I walked.
But I was upset about it, that I wasn't able to take the school bus.
Everybody wanted to go.
Everyone was having fun.
Exactly.
Except for me.
And hence your radio presenter on the bigger picture.
Yes. I have no idea what the link is, but anyway.
Oh, look, we can. If this was a longer interview, I'm sure we can find the link.
Okay, so your final sell, Roisin, as to why we should all come and be a part of this project.
Because I think it's one of the most interesting performances you'll be able to see. It's completely immersive. You just come on and you're treated not as yourself. You're treated as a school student who is a member of the same school, a student in the same school as the performers. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you are. You will be treated like a school student.
Okay. Do I need to wear school uniform as well?
Well, if you want, Mira. Yeah. Wow, that would be very interesting.
Completely immerse yourself.
Pinafore. I think you're a pinafore kind of girl.
I'll need to go in.
Pinafore or baju kurung? What did you wear when you went to school?
Pinafore.
Pinafore all the way, never a baju kurung?
No.
Wow, that's... Oh, okay.
Why?
I don't know. I thought sometimes you mix it up Monday, Tuesday, pinafore, Wednesday, Thursday.
I think that was after.
So you had two pairs or three pairs of uniforms?
Bye-bye. It was a pleasure having both of you on. I wish you all the best. So you can catch the performance or what you call Project Baskola. Isn't that what it's called?
Okay.
At the Festival Belia Putrajaya. If you'd like more information, they are on Facebook. It's facebook.com. Just search Festival Belia Putrajaya 2014. Lots happening. Once again, career opportunities, entrepreneurship, education, skills improvement, drag races, performances, music, theatre, dance, all of it going on 23rd to the 25th of May at Pasiaran Perdana Precinct 4, Putrajaya. Those were the curators, Terry and the Kaz, together with Roisin Fatima, performance director on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.